Hi guys, this is me on Friday the 10th of January. I am on the bus right now going to town. Had a fairly good day already. I went to Pilates. I was on time, but I was a bit just about in time because the bus didn't come for like 20 minutes this morning. But I made it in time and had a good session. Went for a run after and just went to the gym, rowing, arm bike and leg press. I'm quite tired now. Had a coffee afterwards and my lunch, and then went to the lesson which I had, which was fairly good. I have a B in AS, so the first year of psychology. I have a C in the first one part of A2, the second year of psychology, and a D in another, but again, I can always improve on that, and it's still a pass. And also I heard that level 3 is harder, is easier now than the level we just done, so I'm really happy to hear that. That is quite simple from now on. So basically, it's all good. The only issue I'm having with college is graphs and tables. It's hard to imagine them, of course, when you're visually impaired. And I'm gonna just throw this out to you guys, and if you got an idea, you know, do you give me a shout on here? How do you guys in college or uni or school or whatever you are doing, how do you blind guys deal with drawing and labeling graphs? Now I know you've got these foil things and these, you know, rubber plate things that you can draw on that foil where you can raise, you know, draw raised lines. Yes, I know you can. But how do you do that and then label the graph? How do you, you know, use a graph? Or do you have a scribe that does it for you? And if you do have a scribe, are you able to describe the graph you want to do adequately or not? I need to know, because obviously it's important now and it's important for uni, so if you have any tips, please just feel free to send me a message on here. But it's all good. I'm about to go to Costa Coffee, have another big mug of coffee because I really could do with one. My fiancé is meeting me there so that we can have some time together before he goes to his nan's, and I'll go home, and I'm seeing his nan tomorrow with him, so I'm looking forward to that, or nanny-in-law, as I call him. Anyway, I'll just let you have a bit of bus atmosphere for a minute, and then I'll sign off and talk to you soon.